こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。あと文字起こしのテキストをアプリで購入できますので試してみてください。1個目のニュース、今ね午後4時ぐらいなんだけど、今日の午後2時頃から、首都高速道路の3号渋谷線での高架下の、工事現場で火災が起きて今通行止めになっています。
At around 2 p.m. today, a fire started underneath 首都高3号渋谷線highway in Dogenzaka from, we believe, a construction site. And people are uploading pictures, or did upload pictures of the highway on fire.
そう、ネットにめっちゃ写真上がってて、すごいでかい火事だよね。
Yeah, it looks pretty, serious.
ね、しかもあの、まあ、高架下で起きた火事らしいんだけど、それが上に移って首都高が燃えてるもんね、もはや。
So no one was injured in this incident.
わかんない、
right?
わかんない。We don't know.
Why isn't there anything on the news right now?
わかんない。今取材してんじゃないの。
No, but like on TV.
今取材してんじゃない。だからわかんないんじゃないまだ。
うん、
今すごいね、あの近くで仕事してる人とか、あと首都高でたまたま運転してた人とかが煙と火の写真をあのネットに次々ツイッターとかで上げてるんだけど、
渋滞もやばいよね。
やばいよ、渋滞やばいよ。もうずっとこうあの通行止めになってるから煙もすごいし、
うん、
あでも車両火災って言ってる人もいるから、結構ちょっと情報が錯綜していますけど。
And what a place for that to happen to.
Yeah.
That doesn't, things like that don't happen very often in Tokyo.
ね。なんかこれを見てると1時間ぐらいで鎮火はしたっぽいけど。でも人によっては車も炎上してるって言ってる人もいるし。ちょっとね、こっからだと阿佐ヶ谷から見えないからどうなってるか分かんないけど。
It's raining.
で、下もね、煙もくもくになっちゃってるから、あの、車が通れない。この写真見てるとすごいもんだって、何も見えない。
So was we don't know if the highway was damaged either.
でも
It's gotta be, right?
うん、だってこのフェンス全部燃えてるよ。
I mean, the cars didn't just keep driving after they put the fire out, right?
うん、しかもね、なんか結構遠くのオフィスの上の階の人とかからも見えてるから、みんなそっからも写真アップしてるけど、もう煙がすごいもんだって。
今も？
今どうだろう、わかんない。だいたいみんなこれ2時の写真だから。首都高炎上中。すごいね、これ。バス通りの上の首都高が燃えているなうとかみんな書いてる。やっぱソーシャルメディアすごいね。早いね。
They're so lucky it's raining today.
そうだね。でもそうだね、冬空気乾いてるから危ないよね。
うん、
まあなんか誰も怪我とかしてないといいんだけど、ちょっと今の段階では何も分かんない。
It seems like someone could have gotten injured easily.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hope, なんかこの工事現場って言ってるけど、 I hope no one was working there or anything.
Oh, they, well, they must have been. They must have, they were probably arc welding or something. And, That probably started a fire.
Yeah, we don't know anything yet. でも今日の6時かな、夕方のニュースで多分やるから、うん、みんなテレビ見たら多分教えてくれるはずです。
Yep.
次、フランスのパリで今週大気汚染の解消のために車の台数を規制する大規模な試みが行われています。17日はナンバープレートの末尾が偶数の車のみ走行可能、18日は奇数の車といったように走行規制をかけ、違反すると罰金1万円です。またトラックの車内走行も禁止です。ただ電気自動車やハイブリッドカーは免除されます。現段階で 90% の人々がルールを認知して従っており、電気自動車のカーシェアリングサービスの需要が先週から 60% もアップ、またレンタル自転車も通常の 130% の需要を記録しています。
In an effort to reduce pollution, France has banned half of all cars from roads in Greater Paris since Monday. Every day from 5 a.m., only cars with either odd or even number license plates, depending on the day, are permitted to drive in Île-de-France. Is that how you say that?
I don't know. I don't speak French.
Île, I-L-E, hyphen D-E, hyphen France. And all trucks are banned. Electric and hybrid vehicles, however, can be driven as usual, as well as cars with three or more passengers. The penalty for violating this law is 1,000,000, and demand for electric vehicle car sharing services rose by 60% last week, and demand for rental bicycles went up by 130%.
そう。で、何日間かは公共の交通機関がタダだったみたい。電車とか、バスとかは無料で乗れますっていう。いいよね。まあすごいね、不便な人は不便だと思うんだけど、会社行く人とか。
This brings up this issue which we've talked about before of externalities. This pollution. Who's paying for it?
Yeah.
Right now the people are paying for it. Well, that's not fair. Really, because you know all the, I don't know what the particular situation is in France, but there's other sources of pollution, and a lot of that is corporations.
Right. そうね。まあでもこういうふうに企業がやりにくいんだったらみんなからまあ unfair だけどやっていくことによってみんなの意識も変わっていって会社も後から。何フォローして変わるっていうのもあるかなと思うけど、まあでも 130% アップってすごいよね。みんなレンタル自転車、
Yeah, but how many bicycles were being rented before?
でもヨーロッパ結構多いんだよ。日本と違って、そのレンタルバイク無人のレンタルバイクがガーって置いてあって、スイカみたいなカードがあって、こうピッてやって。乗れるの。で、その。
Do they have that here? I've never seen that.
I don't know.
Someone would just steal all the saddles.
確かに。サドルはロックされてないからね、さすがに。そう、でも結構あるから、元もそんな少なくなかったんじゃないかなって勝手に思ってるけど。いいよね。なんかやっぱ不便、多少不便でもこう思い切ってさやってみたらいいと思う。
Well, it's inconvenient to not be able to drive your car all of a sudden, but it's also inconvenient to not be able to breathe.
そう、しかもパリも結構大気汚染やばいらしくて、何？空気がフォグみたいになっちゃってる日もあるんだって。だから、まあそれでこれに踏み切ったみたいなんだけど、まあだからこうやってみんなで一斉にじゃあやりましょうって言って、はい今日からって言っちゃえばさ、まあ仕方ないからやるもんねみんな。だから東京とかもそうじゃん、計画設定電とか節電とか、でやったらできるもんじゃん。意外と六本木とかすごい暗かったけど別にそれでそんな困んないっていうかさ。
Yeah, it's a really tricky issue. I mean, a lot of people are happy, including myself, that the nuclear power plants are shut down right now. But one of the side effects of that is air pollution has gotten a lot worse. And Japan is not able to reach any of their air pollution goals.
Right.
And I think clean air is very important.
You know,
it's a very difficult choice to make.
Yeah.
The only way to avoid that choice is innovation and come up with other solutions. But that doesn't really seem to be pushed so much here. People aren't like, oh, let's figure out a way to solve this. No, people talk about, oh, well, we can either turn off the nuclear power plants and up coal production, which makes our air worse, or we can do the opposite and kind of gamble on this nuclear power thing, which is kind of sketchy if you think about the earthquake situation here.
Yeah, なんかそのイノベーションって言った時にやっぱり新しい技術とかなんか聞いたことない革新的なものとかをやっぱり想像しちゃうけど、このパリみたいに別に今あるものですごいシンプルなやり方でもいいわけじゃん。それで良くなるんであれば、少しでも。
Stuff like クールビズ。
Yeah, 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 exactly.
That was like one of our first.
そうだね、トピックス。 そうそう、そういうだからクールビズなんてさ、だって長袖を半袖にしますとかさ、ジャケット着なくていいとか、それだけだけど、うん、でもそれでね、会社みんながエアコン何度か上げれるんだったら積み重なればすごいわけじゃん。だからその新しい技術とかじゃなくてもね、こういうすごいシンプルな原始的な方法でいいんじゃない
って。 we don't need all that much energy.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. なんかそうだからオフィス、何、夏はオフィス寒いじゃん。
I mean, we don't need as much energy as we think we need.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think people kind of get accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
Yeah.
But if you kind of think about it a little bit, it's like, wait, I don't really need to do this. This doesn't really need to be on. You know.
そうそうそう。その通り。次。ニュージーランドのビクトリア大学の研究で、多くの人々が幸福になりすぎると後々何か悪いことが起きると考えていることが分かりました。また幸せでいることにより周りの人々に浅はかでつまらない人だと思われてしまうと考えていることも分かりました。これは文化や宗教を超え、東洋と西洋で共通している考えであることが判明しました。西洋では幸福が人生で一番大切なこととされている傾向にあり、幸福を最大化して悲しみを最小限に抑えることが重要視されています。それに対し東洋では個人の幸福よりも調和性や協調性を重視している文化があります。例えばアメリカ人より日本人の方がポジティブな感情を表に出すことへのためらいが見られます。
According to research by psychologists at the Victoria University of WellingtonMany people suppress and fear feelings of happiness because they worry that being happy may cause bad things to happen to them in the future. In non-Western cultures, they found that people feel that others will resent their happiness, causing bad things to occur. They also found that people in the West are more likely to embrace happiness than people in the East, and even believe that not showing signs of happiness can be a cause for concern.
そう、まあ逆だよね。そのすごい、あの、私ってすごい幸せなんですっていうのを表に出すことがいいこととされてるのか、それは隠しといた方がいいとされるかっていう。
What do you think?
私はもう顔に出ちゃうからなんかみんなにバレちゃうけど、確かに日本だ、あの外資系とか海外のオフィスだと自分が婚約した時とかに、あの婚約指輪をつけて会社に行くじゃん普通に。だけどすごい日本の会社だとそれがあんまり良くないっていうか、なんか自慢してるみたいな感じに思われるから、婚約指輪つけて会社行かないって言ってる人とか何人か見たことあるし、
うん、
そういうなんかさ、確かにと思ったまあ新しいことかと言われればそんな新しくもない気がするけど、この研究。
What do you think is the origin of this idea that、deities mightresent your happiness?
わかんない。でも意地悪だよね。
What's that shit?
わかんない。その deity。
Who is this?
超意地悪。わかんない。でもこの考えはなんかわかる気がする。私もたまに思っちゃうときある。すっごいハッピーなとき、あ、でもこんなわけないみたいな。なんかこんな今ハッピーだったら絶対後で悪いことあるわって確かに思うときある、うん、でもそれは宗教とかじゃなくて。
What is that feeling though? Do you feel like you did something wrong? Like you stole happiness?
No,
like
no,
you affected someone else negatively?
No, it's not about other people. For me at least.
It's like a personal yin and yang thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's more like that. だから I don't knowSometimes I feel like there's no way that this happiness can last, so it will come to an end みたいな感じで思っちゃう。なんかそんなわけないみたいな。
Do you get scared?
Yeah, sometimes. Don't you? Does this ever occur to you?
It kind of seems like I don't fear that something bad is. I don't suppress happiness because I fear something bad is going to happen.
Okay.
It's more like I want to be aware that this can go away.
Ah.
And so I don't want to take this for granted. There's fear, but that's just an awareness that this isn't permanent.
まあだからそれが その fear っていうことにつながるんだろうね、なんか。
Because, you know, everything is impermanent, right? Nothing lasts forever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. そうなの。あと、
面白い。And that's just a naturally sad thought.
そうね、そうね。
It just is.
Yeah. なんか、あと、その、すごい常にハッピーだと周りの人に shallow で boring と思われるっていう。でこれ考えたんだけど確かになんかあるよね。その例えばすっごい楽しそうで毎日あのなんかすごいハッピーだとあなんか悩みとかもなさそうって思うじゃん、思われるじゃん。私もよく言われるけど人に何にも悪いことないんじゃないみたいな。だからなんかその苦しんでる人の方がみんななんかリスペクトしやすいっていうか。
You think so?
なんかシャーローには見えないじゃん。 Do you know what I mean? So I feel like sometimes
like the,
people kind of
like a bimbo image、just kind of like なんか like ignorance is bliss. You're happy because
そうそう
you're ignorant.
そうそうそうそうそうみたいな感じで思う人いるじゃんいっぱい。だなんか It's like you're happy because nothing is going onLike nothing complicated is going on with your life and it's so easy for you, みたいな。But it's not necessarily true for that person, you know? Like 外から見たら簡単に見えても実際そうじゃない人もいっぱいいるし。けど、なんかそう思われがちじゃない? It's like, oh, your life is so easy, みたいな。ちょっと
yeah, but
ネガティブに捉えられちゃうっていうか。
Yeah, but I don't think that should discourage those people.
まあね、まあね。
Because there are people that are unhappy for stupid reasons.
Yeah.
You don't like they don't have good reasons to be unhappy.
そうね。メンタリティの問題だよね。
And that's like, I think that's more looked down upon than someone who is able to maintain their happiness regardless of what's going on.
そうね。なんかそのすごい実際は。恵まれてるはずなのにああ不幸だな不幸だなって思っちゃってる人もいるし恵まれてないのにハッピーだなって思える人もいるわけじゃん。だからすごい辛いのにハッピーだなって思える人は強いよね。
It's not just people either. It's phases in people too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. まあでもねこの その怖い、まあ、幸せに関して怖いって思っちゃうっていうのは東洋も西洋も共通してるっていうのが多分この研究が言いたかったことっぽいんだけど、One of the things that they wanted to say. It's kind of interesting.
Is there that much of a difference though between East and West with this thing?
でもハッピーに関しては、まあ East and West って簡単に2つに分けれない気がするけど、でも違うよね。例えばその前も言ったけどコロンビアとかだとみんな常にハッピーじゃん。 AndThey're consciously doing that, I think. Like, it's like they're trained, you know?
Well, isn't most of South America like that? Brazilians are like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. でも、コロンビア人が一番気づいた私は、なんかその、ちょっとしたこともすぐ褒めたりとか、なんかポジティブなことを口に出してすごい言うのね。そうするとなんかその雰囲気も良くなって、みんなもハッピーみたいな、なんかどんどんどんどん相乗効果みたいな、それはあんまり日本では見ないっていうかあえて別にね口に出して言わない。あとその例えばリレーションシップとかもそうじゃん。なんか夫婦生活とか彼氏とうまくいってない人の方がよくみんなに話すけどすっごいうまくいってたらあんまみんな言わなくない、もう超うまくいってんだ私たちの夫婦生活みたいな。 Oh I love my husband. My husband is so hot とかさ、なんか日本はあんま言わないじゃん。
But look at places like Ireland.
Yeah.
Like there's some really dark places in the West where nobody's positive.
そうだね。
And it's just not all of Ireland. You know, there's
in some あの、まあ、suicide rate、まあ、suicide rate とかもね高いしね。その日が短いところは。
Yeah, like even London's kind of negative, I think.If you had to pick one, you know, people
compared to what? Oh, like Latin America?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. そうね。そうだから Western と Eastern で二つにはまあ分けられない っていうのは思うけど、まあ、だからねこの記事の中にこのアメリカ人と日本人をたまたま比べてたの、私がピックしたんじゃなくて、
うん、
So it's like it was interesting because 身近じゃん、
yeah.
だからまあ日本は確かにそういうのあるよね、褒めないもんね彼氏のこととか彼女とかを他人に、褒めようみんな褒めよう
無理やり、
そう彼女とかさ、なんかだってみんな結構言う、なんかいやそんなかっこよくないよとか言うじゃん、いやそんなかわいくないよとかさ、いいじゃんね、もう自分はだって可愛いと思ってんでしょ、もうでもみんなに言えばいいじゃんね何よ、
What's all this pressure? Pressuring
people. No, it's better for everyone. Like, そうやって言われたら彼女も嬉しいじゃん、なんか外で、
But there's a really strong culture of just downplaying stuff here and being a little bit more humble.
そうな
の。 And when you give people gifts, it's like, あ、このつまらないものですが。
あ、そう。
Like, what are you, why are you giving me this boring shit? Like,
本当だよね。
じゃあいらないよ。
まあね、そうそう。でもあの、いや自分のこと言ってるときはへりくだってもいいけど、ハンボーに。だけど彼女とか旦那さんとかさ、彼氏とか一応他人だから、他人はへりくだなくていいじゃんって思う。他人は褒めとこうよ。
Yeah,
家族とかさ、
it's almost self-centered to downplay their attractiveness in order to be humble.
そうなの。逆にね。
It's kind of you're making it extra about yourself.
そうなのよ。そうなの。That's my point. ってことにして。
Cool. It's me, yeah?
Yep, Sony.
Sony has unveiled a virtual reality headset for the PlayStation 4 called Project Morpheus at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco. The virtual reality device has a 1080p display and 90-degree field of view, and headset sensors track head movement along with a PS4-based camera. Sony also has plans to add 3D audio in the near future.
サンフランシスコで開かれたカンファレンスで、ソニーがプレイステーション4用バーチャルリアリティのヘッドセットを発表しました。 1080p の HD で視界は90度です。頭の動きはセンサーとプレイステーション4のカメラで感知します。ソニーは近く 3D オーディオを追加する予定です。何 3D オーディオ？
3D audio is where it's just the way they record the sound in the first place using multiple microphones.
Oh.
And so when they play it back, it works the best with earphones. It doesn't really work so well with speakers.
Oh, okay.
But if you use earphones or headphones and you listen to 3D audio, you can really hear exactly where things are around your head.
Oh, okay.
Above your head. Mm. Like, because they when they record it, they can tell the way your ears work is there's a slight time delay in when the sound reaches each ear, right?
That's why
they're on the opposite sides of your head. So if something happens on your left, it gets to your left ear first and then your right ear.
Right, right.
Then your brain tells you, oh, it's that way. It came from over there. Right?
Ah, だからヘッドフォンでも再現できるってことか。
Yeah, so we can actually record audio and figure out what that time delay is.
Wow.
And then play it back that way. And then so your brain's being tricked into thinking that the sound's coming from some direction.
Yeah. それでホラーゲームやったらめっちゃ怖いじゃん、じゃあ。
This is like really old technology though.
Oh, really?
I think if you Google 3D audio haircut, you can find an MP3 file of a virtual haircut.
Oh, cool.
And so you're like listening. I remember doing this like years and years ago. They had this.
Yeah.
And you just close your eyes and you like listen to this. It's like some weird Mario sounding character and he's like cutting your hair.
Yeah.
And it's like chuk-chuk-chuk-chuk-chuk-chuk, like around your head.
Oh.
And it's like chokowai. your hair like stands up on your skin and you're just like, I was torihada like.
So, やりたい.
And it's just like, whoa, this is so realistic.
それイヤホンでもいいの?
Yeah.
Okay. Headphone でもいいの?
We talk about virtual reality and everyone focuses on the visual aspect.
Yeah.
But But this 3D audio for a blind person, this is like, this is reality.
確かにね。Right?
This is, it's huge.
Not even for blind people, for us too, じゃない?
Yeah, but just to make a point.
Yeah.
It's that big.
ね、しかもなんかそんな別に新しい技術じゃないじゃん。
I don't believe it is.
That's really cool. そっか。でもそれを今から追加するってこと。これでゲームやったらでも楽しそうだね。
Yeah, there's...
あの first person shooting とかだったらさ、特に。
Oh, they did this, they did a body swap experiment.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting. So, when you wear these... this headset.
Yeah.
They can control exactly what you see completely. It's not like you're looking at a screen. It's like that's what your eyes see almost. Or you can't see anything else. So that's like your world.
Right.
So they had two people wear these and then they had cameras on them facing each other. So they're looking at each other, but what's displayed inside the screen or inside the headset is the other person's view. Not yours.
Eh? Eh?
So you're looking at yourself.
Oh, okay. And oh, then, that's really weird.
And then you have an agreed upon, like beforehand, you agree on certain hand gestures.
Oh.
Right? So you do the same hand gestures. And so you see yourself doing...
what you're doing.
What you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but yeah, then,
but it's like you're the other person.
Hi, hi, hi.
Because you feel like you're controlling the other person's body.
Hi, 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 hi.
Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You feel like you're controlling the other person's body. It's like they've just using this virtual reality headset with this body swap experiment, you can actually experience kind of being in another person's body and seeing yourself from the outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Right?
というか, seeing yourself alone from, I mean, seeing yourself from other people's view alone is kind of crazy.
Yeah, but with the agreed, the predetermined gesture thing, it's like you're controlling the other person's body.
Yeah, yeah. それすっごい変な感じしそうだけどやってみたいの。
Yeah.
そっか。
That's reality now.
Huh.
Yeah, with Sony coming into this, obviously there was the Oculus Rift before this.
Mm-hmm.
The, was it Kickstarter? I believe it was Kickstarter.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure. But now there's a virtual reality war. It's finally started.
Right.
The war for virtual reality is here. Because Microsoft is definitely going to get involved in this.
Okay.
Soon.
Okay.
We have Oculus Rift versus Sony. So now we have competition. Once Microsoft gets in there and then whoever else, these things should be improving very rapidly.
まあだってさ、それがお手頃価格っていうかさ、すごい値段にならない限りやってみたいよね、多分みんな。
It's not that expensive.
だって全然違うじゃん、今までのゲームの多分 experience と。
Yeah, it tracks your head, so, so when you turn your head, the you in the game turns his head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you look left in real life, in the game you look left.
ね、それとさ、だってこのスティックぐるぐるするのと全然違うよね。
Totally different. How come when you move your thumb, you look left?
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't
yeah.
make any sense.
しかもゲームだとだいたい後ろ振り返るの結構めんどくさいじゃん。
Yeah, the controls for video games are not even close to being intuitive right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you give a video game controller to your mom,
まあ確かに全然インテューティブではないね。だって四角ボタンとかさ、丸ボタンとか。全然わかんないもんね。教えてもらわないと。
Yeah, but this things like Oculus Rift and this Project Morpheus.
Yeah.
You can put anyone in this situation.
すぐできちゃうよね。
And it's the same.
ああでも怖いよね。慣れれば平気なのかな。なんかさ、シューティングゲームとかホラーゲームとかそれでやったらめっちゃ怖くない？
Yeah.
Right.
For sure. People get so scared. Like. They have Oculus Rift programs where they just... The only thing you do is ride a roller coaster. And people like... People have had to take it off. Like, people can't take it. Like, it's too intense.
Wow. しかもだってそんなリアルなのに通常じゃ絶対できない怖いローラーコースターとかもできるわけでしょ Like,、mm. physically dangerous すぎて無理なやつとか。
Mm. And they have these...
怖いよ、そりゃ。
Another interesting thing that they're developing are these G-Force chairs.
Okay.
They have them for、racing simulators.
Ah.
Like, I really like playing...、racing games、so I remember I had like the little plastic steering wheel and like shitty little pedals、
right.
for like the PlayStation 2 or whatever
okay、
but now they have like these
椅子
超やばい it's like a hydraulically controlled chair where、
what?
it doesn't mimic the suspension of the car what it does is it replicates the G-forces in the car. So when you're going around a corner, you'll experience like 1G or something, right? So it actually moves you in real life and like turns you sideways.
Oh.
And the screen turns sideways too.
Wow.
So you're like sideways
wow.
in real life.
え、それ家に置けるの?
Yeah, it's not even that big.
嘘?
Yeah, so you're sideways and... So it's using gravity to simulate the G-forces that you would feel in the car.
Yeah.
And it's like really accurate.
Wow. でもさ、疲れるよね。
It simulates crashes too. So when you crash, it like jerks you like really hard.
Yeah.
And then as your car is like
wow.
bumping around and sliding to a stop, it like simulates all of that too.
やりたい。でも疲れそう。だからなんかさ、スクリーンだとあの一日中とかできるじゃんやろうと思えば、
うん、
でも Virtual Reality だと疲れちゃってできなそうじゃないもうああみたいなああ疲れたみたいなだって運転とかもさこうスティックでやって画面で見てるから別に何時間やっても疲れないけど、
well, I get tired.
実際さ椅子とか揺れてさ
yeah, of course.
ただ超疲れて
Don't you get tired playing Time Crisis?
What's Time Crisis?
Time Crisis?
何それ
知らないの
知らない
House of the Dead
あえゾンビのやつ
yeah, yeah, yeah.
あああのシューティングのやつ
You're holding the gun
あはいはいはいはいはい
Don't you get tired doing that
あ疲れてかあれリロードしなきゃいけないじゃんそれがなんかもう腕が疲れる
Yeah
そっかだからあんま長時間できないからそっちの方がいいかもね健康にはだって FPS とかもさみんなソファに座って手だけ動かしてるから一日中さできるけど実際にさなんか首とか動かしてとかなるとさもうなんか心臓がバクバクして疲れちゃいそうもう1時間ぐらいで
I took a time lapse of my brother playing Xbox once
Okay
Sun went up
Sun went down
Sun went down
yeah,
The time lapse was so Cause like you see like This is like a long time ago
それ YouTube 載せないよ見たい
No, he'll get so mad. But you see, like, my mom, like, comes through and, like, vacuums in, like, 2 seconds. Like, zzzz, leaves.
やりすぎ。
次. New research suggests that sleep loss can result in brain damage. The study, led by researchers Sigrid Vise at the University of Pennsylvania, involved putting mice on a harsh sleep schedule modeled after that of shift workers.They allowed the mice to sleep and then periodically woke them up for short and long periods of time, inspecting their brain afterwards. They found that the mice lose 25% of the neurons in their locus coeruleus, an area responsible for awareness and cognitive function.
ペンシルバニア大学の新しい研究で睡眠不足が脳に実際に損傷を与えていることが分かりました。ネズミを交代勤務をしている人と同様の睡眠スケジュールにさせたところ脳のある神経核内のニューロンが 25% も減少していましたこの神経核は認識力や認知機能に関わる部分です最近やっぱりこのなんていうの睡眠不足が本当に体に悪影響ですっていう研究多いよね、
yeah.
そうなんか今まで言われてたようによりももっと本当にやばいみたいな
25% seems like a lot
Yeah
That's、ね、a fourth
Yeah.
How is that? That's like, that's a lot, isn't it?
でも確かにさ、超睡眠不足続いた後っておかしくなってるもんね。
Yeah.
Cognitive function ちゃんとできないじゃん。こうやって数値で言われると怖いよね、やっぱり。あ、そんなやばいんだみたいな。
What's actually scary about this is, in short-term sleep loss, your brain can protect itself by producing a protein called sirtuin type 3.
Okay.
So if you you miss sleep for like a day or 2 days, but if you have a schedule where you don't get to sleep that much, your body actually adjusts. And in a bad way,
okay.
And stops producing this protein that protects those neurons.
Ah, そういうことか。
Yeah.
さらに悪化するってことか。
So you know how like you feel the worst when you miss sleep, like the first time.
Yeah.
And then your body kind of adjusts, and you're like, oh, like.
Ah, 結構いけるみたいなね。確かに。
Yeah, so, but that's the worst.
Ah, そっか。
Yeah.
そっかそっか。だからあ。なんかすごい眠いと思ったけどなんか起きてたら結構平気だったみたいな思ってる時に調子乗っちゃいけないってことだよね。
If you're working a job where you can't get good sleep at all,
yeah.
And that happens consistently, and your body adjusts to it, yeah, that's probably not that good for you.
そう、あの、やっぱ慣れちゃうもんね、体が。
This is mice. It's not humans.
Yeah.
ButIt's not a stretch to say that a similar thing is probably happening in human beings.
やっぱりその寝不足っていうのが軽く考えられてる。なんかその大したことじゃないみたいな。別に次の日寝ればいいじゃんみたいな。そう。
Especially here.
そうそう。だからそれ、だからこういうのをやっぱり企業の偉い人がちゃんと読んでないといけないと思うよね。こういう科学のニュースさ、あの、まあ、経済とかも大事だけど、自分のエンプロイーズがどういう状態になってるか、その私もだってさ、すっごい忙しい時、本当3時間とか4時間だけ寝て毎日会社行ってとかやってたけど、
You feel okay.
そうなの、慣れちゃうじゃん、慣れて、あ、別に3時間でも結構いけるなみたいな、若いしとか思ってやってたけど、多分相当脳にあの害だったよ、やっぱりその、ま、全部、ね、いいことない、なんていうの、肌も荒れるしクマもできるしとかそういうのもあるしさ、
It's really something that, and when you're tired and you have to wake up early to go to work, your body is screaming at you to go back to bed.
Yeah.
Like, your body's like, no, 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 I don't care if a lion is about to claw my face off.
Yeah.
We're going back to bed. That's how important this is. And our bodies tell us that, but then we're just like, oh, I have to go to work.
ね。だからその実際体が無理です無理ですって言って、
It's like、結局朝、really、
いやで結局朝本当に起きれなくて眠くて辛いけど会社に行くっていう、なんかそのだからやっぱり睡眠っていうのがかなり軽視されてるよね、Like it's not really a big deal, and if you can't wake up in the morning, it just means that you're lazy and you know you just have to go to work no matter what みたいな感じじゃん。
Well, how many you know itHow many times can you miss work before you're gone? It's not that many.
Yeah. 本当だよ。だからこれをさ、
And you look around on the trains and everyone's dead.
Yeah. 本当だよ。これ会社の偉い人これ聞いて。これ聞いてちゃんとみんな寝れるようにしてほしい。
It's weird because other countries have changed quite dramatically with regards to stuff like this and health.And,
そうなの。
And free time and overtime.
Yeah.
Japan is so far behind when it comes to things like overtime.
そうね、変わってないもんね。こんなにパソコンとかで作業効率化されてるのに働く時間はまだみんなすごい残業してるっていう。Yeah, it sucks. 次。
はい。This one's pretty interesting.According to the Chinese state-run media, three schools may be implicated in the drugging of kindergartners in an effort to boost attendance. Almost 2,000 children may have been affected and are receiving medical treatment to address side effects of the medication, such as genital swelling, dizziness, headaches, or other pains.
中国国営メディアが3つの幼稚園が園児全員に勝手に抗ウイルス薬のモロキシジンを与えていたと発表しました。園児の出席状況に応じて予算が変わるため抗ウイルス薬を飲ませて病気を予防し出席率を上げようとしたとのことです。被害に遭った園児は2000人にも上っていて、現在性器の腫れや頭痛、めまいなどの副作用に苦しんでおり治療を受けています。モロキシジンは本来医師から処方が必要な処方薬です。怖すぎる。ひどいよね。
Supposedly they told the kids to take these pills、and to keep it a secret, not tell their parents.
だからさ、幼稚園児なんて何 ?2 歳から5歳とかでしょ、その子たちにさ、親に言っちゃダメだよって大人が言ってる時点でもうおかしいよね。しかもさ、この処方箋が本当は必要な薬を2000人分調達するってどうやってやるんだろうって感じだけど。
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, プロじゃんもう。
The drug was moroxidine ABOB. A weird, it's not really used. It's not really prescribed in the States or in the West really, I don't believe. But it's some antiviral medication that was created in the
1950s. Okay. 古いなそれも。
But if you want to not get the flu, they recommend the flu vaccine.
Right.
Not this.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to give kids this.
Yeah.
Supposedly there was a case, and probably more than one, where one of these kids went to the doctor because he was feeling sick. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with him, so they took blood and urine samples. And then analysis of the blood and urine indicated that the kid had serious liver and kidney damage.
Jesus.
Caused by these medications.
Wow.
And it's likely that it caused liver and kidney damage in a lot of these children.
Oh my God.
You're not supposed to be taking stuff like this as a kid, whether you're a kindergartner or not, but especially if you're a kindergartner. And this is just over the just attendance. They're not even sick. They just don't want them to get sick.
だからこんなの誰でも分かりそうなのにね、こんな2歳から5歳の子供に本来処方薬である薬をあげたら何このキッニーとかにダメージになっちゃう。しかもだから出席できないじゃんもうみんな。 It's like 逆効果すぎ。
Yeah.
It's really weird, right?
Yeah.
どういうロジックこれ。One
of the problems here is that it's public, it's government run.
Right, right.
So the parents, the schools don't really see the parents or the families as customers, because it's not like they're paying really.
Right, right.
The school just gets paid based on attendance.
Yeah.
And that comes from the government.
Yeah.
Right. So. You know, they don't care that much.
でもさ、if you're a teacher, you face these kids every day. You become pretty close to them, right? And they all look up to you. And you know, you're the one who actually gives these medication to them, right? And see them take it. It's なんか罪悪感っていうかさ、でその。Yeah, maybe they don't think they're customers, but そういう問題じゃなくてなんか悪いなって思わなかったのかね。
Well, because it's public, they get paid based on attendance.
Right.
And because they get paid based on attendance, they wanted to improve the attendance by giving these kids these drugs.
なんかもっとさ、じゃあビタミン C。子供用のビタミン C の
The Flintstones vitamins.
Yeah, そう、それでいいじゃん。あの、エディブルのやつ。チューアブルみたいなあるじゃん。あれにしてよ。なんか、あまりのエクストリームソリューションじゃない?これ。薬飲ましちゃおうぜ、みたいな。
Well, it's not a solution at all. It's, this is quackery. This
whoever came up with this is a dummy.
Anything called moroxidine...ABOB
怖いよね初めて聞いたし怖いよ
Yeah
OK お話
Well, is there anything here that's like the Flintstone vitamins? I remember I used to eat, I used to take those little, it's like mushy in the yellow can. It's like a yellow can with like blue on it. It has like this fat kid's face on it.
What?
It's like vitamin A.
I don't know.
Yellow can with the mushy, I don't know.
I don't know which one you're talking about, but they are. So you, vitamin zai for kids or 成長剤 for kids とか. It's like, なんか美味しい味がついてたりするやつ。Yeah. I don't know if they have them in China, but I assume they do. Right? Like, このモロキシジン cannot be the only thing that they could have given to these kids.
Yeah, well, I think they were just afraid that there'd be a flu outbreak among the children.
Okay.
And if that happened, then that would really affect their pay.
Yeah.
It's just a stupid system.
But now they're all fired.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely wasn't the right move.
Yeah.この間のね火曜日に久しぶりに太田さんがバイリンガルニュースの話をしてくれたんだよ、
うん、
しかも結構急な文脈で文脈なんかこの間あの坊主の話してて
あ
の私が多分坊主がすごい無防備だしふにゃふにゃで弱いみたいなこと言ったのをそうすごいあの男性の坊主にクレームつけてたってでもね最近なんか久しぶりだったからあのちょっとまだこんな最新のやつも聞いてくれてるんだって思って嬉しくなっちゃった、
うん、ね。
そう あとさあのあれやってるじゃん今 Frozen って映画ねディズニーのあれを結構見に行った人がいっぱいいてあのバイリンガルニュースリスナーの中に、
うん、
そこでなんかクリーピーとかイユーとか出てきたらしくてすごい人数の人にツイッターで言われたのそれなんか分かりましたみたいな。なんかフローズン見てたらバイリンガルニュースで出てくる
the Disney one
yeah yeah yeah
well you're kind of you're a Disney fan yeah
yeah but it's not that I talk like these characters
you talk like a Disney character
no
it's all clear now it all makes
最初
sense
そうなんかあのアナと雪の女王っていう違うタイトルになってて日本だとでみんながその話してくるから何だろうと思ったら、うん、Yeah, it was Frozen. なんでそんな長いタイトルにしたんだろうね Frozen でいいじゃんって思うけど
Yeah, they keep doing that.
Yeah, they love putting the main character's name in the title.、
うん、
they always do that. なんでだろうねそんなにみんな記憶力悪いと思ってんのかな
Wait, what was the name of the main character?
Anna. Yeah.、うん、Anna と雪の女王っていうタイトルにされてた。
Well, now I know.
Yeah. It was good. I liked it. But I liked Tangled more.
なるほど。
ひどい。マイケル、超興味ない。あのね、この間の質問、Facebook でした質問はすごいお気に入りなんだけど。
Yeah.
あの、珍しいんだけど気になっちゃう変な生き物いますか?聞いたらねみんなが写真とかを載せてくれてあの私が一番わっって思ったのがこの裸デバネズミっていうやつ、
What?
なんか毛が全くない裸の本当裸デバネズミって名前のぐらいだから裸で出っ歯のネズミなのねそのまま超、
wow.
超やばい見た目でしょでこれをあの今話題の理研のチームが研究してんだって
Why? What?
なんかねこの裸デバネズミってすごいらしくて高濃度の二酸化炭素の環境でも生きられるしキャンセルにならないんだって
Really?
そうだから
Because it's 裸
わかんない
関係ない
わかんないで蜂とかアリみたいにクイーンがいてコロニーになってんだって
What?
すごくないこれをねこの金沢さんっていうさ人が教えてくれたんだけど Facebook で、うん、これ研究してる人これ聞いてたらちょっと教えて見たい裸デバネズミアクセスありますっていう人いたら教えてください
it looks big how big is
そうなのわかんないこの写真だとすごい大きそうに見えるし歯がこれやばいよね
What if it's really really tiny? I don't know it looks like it weighs 2キロぐらい。
なんかキモ、キモかはキモいみたいな感じ。
Mostly キモい。
うん、mostly キモい。でもどうしてもこれ見たい本物を。
Are there any other,
あとはね、一番最初に写真載せてくれたこの海溝大底エビっていうお寿司、お寿司にしか見えないよね、
yeah.
このエビ、
yeah.
それもちょっと笑っちゃったし、あと海牛って書いてくれた人もいるね。海牛確かにダイビングしてるとすごいいっぱいいるんだよね。なんかあの綺麗な、めっちゃ綺麗なキモくないナメクジみたいな、海の中のすごいいろんな色とかがいてさ、あの面白いんだよ。あとクマムシとかね、いろいろみんなあげてくれたんだけど、あとこのスベスベマンジュウガニっていうめっちゃ変な名前のカニ、スベスベマンジュウガニって誰が名前つけたのか。
This looks like, this looks like a pumpkin.
Yeah, スベスベ。いやでもね、やっぱこの裸デバネズミが気になって仕方ない。
There's so many, there's so many little microscopic creatures that look like mammals.
Yeah,
they look
yeah,
like
yeah.
they look like bears or they look like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
weird things.
そうね。あの人間の顔に住んでるやつも変なのいっぱいいるよ。ちょっと潔癖症の人は見ない方がいいかもしれないけど、こんなのが私の顔にいるんだみたいな。
Oh, by the way, there's this show, there's this new show、
okay.
called Cosmos.
Okay.
Have you heard of the original show?
No.
Yeah, well, Cosmos is...
In the States?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. The original one was hosted by Carl Sagan.
Okay.
Carl Sagan was like an astronomer.
Right.
But this show is so good. It's so fascinating. It's really interesting.
Okay.
The first episode's all about like dark matter.
Okay.
It was really cool.
何で見れんのそれ？
多分 on the internet or something. I don't know. Somewhere.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know how to watch it.
Okay.
I found a video of it online, but I don't know if that's probably not the official.
Okay.
It's probably not legal. But...
何チャンネルなんだろう？ Do you know?
Is it? It's
not like National Geographic.Or
no,
is it something more minor?
It's on a pretty big channel. I forget which one.
Okay,
which one it is.
ちょっと見てみよう。
But 超面白いよ。
あ、そう。
Yeah, I'm hooked.
Okay.
Yeah, that's 超久しぶりに I'm watching a TV show.
だってこれ聞いた人さあれじゃん。え、それどうやって見ればいいのかな。
I have no idea. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
Google.
Yeah, ググってください。
Find a way, please.
はい、ググ。引き続き Facebook、Twitter、Instagram。よろしくお願いします、
yep.
OK 終わり。またあ明日休日でしょみんな。イエーイ。明日金曜日祭日なんだよ。でも何の祭日か忘れた。
It feels weird hearing that from you who usually doesn't know what today is.
そうだね。いやちょっとあのルームメイトが普通に仕事してるからさ。
ああそっか。
OK anyways また来週。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。